Audio boo. It's Tuesday afternoon. It's about, I don't know, 1:45. I've been at school this morning, sat in the classroom in the morning. And I'll tell you what, school is really, really interesting. I'm really enjoying studying HTML and CSS, which is what we did yesterday. Actually, kind of sitting there learning to code. And then today, of course, we had another communication, which is kind of figuring out, you know, how to lay out your website and who your website's for, and researching your users. And there's all these kind of buzzwords or you know, you see about on the internet, users and clients and blah blah blah. And that's really, really interesting too. It is a really, really interesting exercise. So in the couple of weeks I've been at school, I can genuinely say that, one, I'm surprised that the knowledge or I already had without really knowing it, because I've kind of self-taught myself all the web stuff I know so far. But two, it's really been great to learn some new stuff and also start connecting the dots on some of the stuff that I already knew, if that makes sense. There's some things that I knew and I didn't quite know why it was that way, but just knew it was. And now, of course, things are starting to connect up, which is really, really great. And then, so I got home now and I took the dog for a walk. And I've been sitting here checking out the latest submissions for 50 Stories for Pakistan. I just went into the mailbox to check to see if there's any submissions that I need to get through to the editors. And there was about 10. So that was 10 from yesterday to today, which I think is really awesome. And what was also awesome was that amongst those 10, we had a story from India, we had a story from the Maldives, we had a story from Ireland, we had a story from Australia, we had a story from the UK, and that seems to be the general pattern of the stories that we're getting. They're coming from everywhere. We've had stories from, I don't know, New Zealand, America, a lot of European countries as well. I had one from Denmark, which is cool because that's where I live. So they're coming from all over the place, which, you know, really, really goes to show that you writers out there, man, you really do care. And I want to thank you for sending in your stories. And I want to thank anybody who's working on a story to send it in. As soon as it's ready, just send it in. The deadline is this Sunday, which is the 19th of September. But don't wait till the last minute. As soon as you're done, get it in. Stories that get picked for the book, we're going to be working on those with the writers, just to kind of edit them a little bit more, make them a bit tighter and whatnot, ready for publication. So, you know, get your story in as soon as you're happy with it, get it in. Please don't wait till the last minute, because otherwise we'll get really, really backed up. But you know, if you get chosen, you will have a chance to take a look at it again, with one of our editors, just to kind of give it a nice smooth over and a tweak and get it ready for publication. So that's it, really. I've got all the stories from today to the editors so they can start reading them. And the editors, man, they're doing a brilliant job, and I really can't thank them enough either. They're really, really showing their true worth as human beings. They really are. So that's it, really. I got some schoolwork to do now, and I'll keep checking the inbox for more submissions throughout the rest of the day. And I'm blank now because I'm tired. So I'm going to get on my schoolwork and maybe try and have a bit of a rest, and then go and pick up my daughter, my wife, and then probably do some shopping and all the daily doodly stuff that we normally do. And then I'll be getting on with some stories of Pakistan stuff again later tonight. All right. Have a good one. See ya.